Okay.
So, you're good to start. Close the door. Thank you very much. And here we go. Our last amazing talk for this year.
Hello everyone, my name is Marco, or Zugi online, and today we're going to talk about, well, playing online games without language barriers. I don't want to bother you, so let's skip into it. We're going to talk basically about three things. The first thing that you're supposed to know is the source, like the software that we use, that I use, in order to make games. Then the actual server that I maintain, where translations are super useful for us, and then how our life basically changed between, like, before and after Weblate. So, I don't know if you know what everything is under CC by SA. I don't know if you are aware of what Luansi is. Probably you are if you're here, but it was formerly known as Minecraft. Sorry, not Minecraft. hi, Microsoft. Mindtest, but I can't read basically from here. And is not a game, is a game platform. Basically, I don't know if you've ever played Roblox. Have you ever played Roblox? You know how, okay. So basically you can make your own games and publish them or play games made by other people within the same software. And how do translations work under the, this is Roblox. And how do translations work under the hood? Well, we started our little adventure with a custom format that was called .tr, basically. But we've recently switched to one of the industry standards, at least, which is PO/POT. This is very important for later. Now, our server, well, is a minigame server that was born in 2020 and it currently features 14 different languages thanks to contributors. I speak 3, not 14, and the majority of the staff is Italian, so that's one of the languages. And language accessibility is very important because when you log in, the first thing you see is this. Now, you probably understand what's written because, well, if you're here and you understand me, you probably understand that as well. But when a user can't really answer the question that is like a bot, avoider, I don't know how to call it, but and they don't know they had to put never because they don't understand what's written above, we have a problem here. So we don't want people that don't understand any language and support it on the server because we can't really assist them and support them. But at the same time, if you can't, let's say this is in Chinese and you don't understand Chinese, what are you supposed to write there? Yeah, yes, exactly. You don't know. I don't know either. I don't speak Chinese. And the same thing is for, like, we have this minigame where you've got classes, every class has got its own skills. You can trial and error every class, but if you can at least understand a bit of what's happening before you actually play the class, that is better. Or maybe we also have, like, a shooter game and the same applies. Or we have skins you can unlock. There is like a hint telling you how to unlock the skin. If you don't understand the hint, well, that's going to be a problem. And talking about hints and problems, we featured this event like last Halloween where you had to find these 10 ghosts scattered around.